East Coast Breakfast. Darren, Kerry and Sky.
We have Bridget Marshall on the line with us right now. We're more excited than he is. So there. Hi, Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
Hello, Bridget. Hello, yay. Welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's so good to be here.
Well, we want to say congratulations, Princess.
Oh, thank you.
Do you win anything for coming second?
What do I win? No, I win nothing, you know.
Really?
I just win South African's heart, that's all, yeah.
Yeah. You win your freedom. So listen, I'm coming at this. Guy told us all about this. He's been following The Bachelor essay. I'm going to put my hand straight up in the air and say it's not one of the shows that I've watched. I've never been able to understand it. But I mean, I suppose the question that you need to ask is, are you disappointed that Mark didn't choose you?
Of course I was disappointed. It's never nice to, you know, get broken up with. It's a horrible feeling. Mm. But in the same breath, I really do love Marissia. I think she's the most incredible woman. So I'm so happy for her and him. And, you know, like I said, my Prince Charming is still out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe I found him. Maybe I haven't. You don't know.
So, Bridget, I have to jump in there. You just said, you know, getting broken up with is never a nice feeling. Did you consider yourself to be kind of with or dating Mark at that point?
It's so difficult to say because, you know, you're living in this very weird love bubble. Mm. And you're dating him along with however many women are still in with you. Mm. So I wouldn't call it a full-on relationship, but I would definitely, in that moment, call him my boyfriend.
Mm. Wow.
Jeez, okay. Well, Bridget, listen. This is so weird. I can't get my head around this because, like, you're always constantly reminded that there's somebody else next door.
Yeah. That there's another one down the hall.
Yeah, pretty much.
That it's, I can't get my head around it. It's weird.
Bridget, I watched the show, obviously, because you made sure that I had to watch it and stuff, okay? So I just want to ask.
I did, yeah.
Are you a victim of being friend-zoned on live TV?
Oh, Sky, how can you do me like that?
Well, you can friend zone him right back. Don't you worry, Bridget.
Definitely. I got friend zoned hard. I won't lie.
Yeah. So what happens now, in your life for Bridget now? Like, does it feel like a breakup? Are you going to go a couple of weeks or months before you're back on the market, or is it open season?
No, it's open season.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away, but it's definitely open season. You know, I've had time to heal and get over it.
Yeah.
And there may or may not be someone that I have my eye on.
Oh.
But, you know.
Anyone we know?
Does it rhyme with eye?
An American eye.
Interesting, Sky. So I just have to say this, Bridget. First of all, you are so much better than being just one of many for a man. I just want to tell you that. Firstly, you never have to share someone with anyone. You're better than that. Secondly, these things that this Mark dude and whoever else, that's not going to last, because even you said it's a love bubble. Thirdly, if someone on this team had to offer you a rose, would you accept that rose?
I'm not mentioning any names, but would you accept
that rose? If it wasn't Darren, though.
and we don't judge if it was Kerry.
Well, I mean, that depends. I mean, how pretty is the rose? You know, is it a white rose? Is it a red rose?
We don't see color in this team, Bridget. It's just a rose. Okay.
It's a rainbow rose.
Yeah, I'm quiet.
I would accept it.
Stay tuned for Bachelor South Africa East Coast Breakfast Edition. Bridget, I think anyone who does something like this, bravery, and you just like really, you put yourself out there, you're fearless, and from the general consensus is you're a wonderful human being. And I think all of us are going to be watching what's next for Bridget Marshall. So from all of us here at East Coast Breakfast.
Thank you.
All the best, man. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
I hope you find like happiness and enduring happiness.
I will. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I mean, I love you guys. Sky knows how much I love him. So.
You heard that, right?
He doesn't need to hear it again.
Yeah, no, he knows. And I'm sure we'll see you two soon together.
Yeah, when it's lockdown appropriate.
Yeah, see you level two.
Yeah.
See you at church on Sunday.
It was Bridget Marshall from The Bachelor SA. Some would say she came second. Some would say she's first princess. But for all of us here, she's always a winner. East Coast Breakfast. Darren, Kerry and Sky.